Here we go, NBA predictions. First round, anyway. I'm not doing the full bracket just because I'm trying to make this a little bit quick, you know? So, got that going on. Also, there's probably going to be a bird in the background for all I know. Can't really hear, probably won't listen through it. I know I should. I know it's the right thing to do, but you'll be fine. With that being said, let's start out with the East side first, actually, because the East is usually a lot more boring. Actually, it's got a lot of interesting matchups. It's just, don't know how it'll play out. The West, however, West looks fantastic. Anyway, 1-8 matchup from the East, Philadelphia, the 76ers taking on the Washington Wizards. I think Philadelphia probably wins in about 5 games. I think Washington gets a game, maybe even 2. But I'm fairly certain Philadelphia wins it in, we'll just say 5 games. We'll give them 5. The New York Knicks taking on the Atlanta Hawks. I like this matchup. I think this goes to 7. I don't know why I think it goes to 7. Maybe it's because I'm just banking on Trae Young alone for the Hawks and Danilo Gallinari. But also, actually, I'm going to take the Hawks in this series. I was originally going to take the Knicks, but I'm going to take the Hawks in 7. I just feel like they've got a little bit too much star power, although I do love the defense and the effort that the New York Knicks are showing. But with that being said, I'm going to be a little bit biased here, and I'm telling you straight up that it's biasy for Trae Young. So I'm going to go Hawks in 5. Bucks and Heat won this series last year in what, the second round, I think it was? Yeah, it was like the second round. But they get to face each other in the first round, so I think the Bucks are maybe a little bit better than what they were last year. Didn't they get Drew Holiday? Yeah, they got Drew Holiday. So, you know what? I'm not going to go upset this time. I'm going to go with the higher seed. I'm going to go Bucks, but No, I'm not. I think the Heat win again. Heat win in 6. Again. I think they won in 6 last time. Does that sound about right? I don't remember. I really don't, like, it just is kind of there. But I'm going to go with Heat over the Bucks in 6. And that's probably going to be one that I'm going to look back and think, wow, I'm an idiot. And finally, the 2-7 matchup, Brooklyn versus Boston. What player is it that's out for Boston again? It's not Jason Tatum, it's the other one. God, I can't think of his name. Anyway, I'm going to take Brooklyn just because I don't think Boston's going to have the defense to match up. I don't think they're going to be able to slow down KD. And I think that Brooklyn will probably win in 5 games. For whatever reason, I just don't trust Boston. All right, through the West, that only took about 3 minutes. That's actually fairly impressive for me. Usually I like to sit there and talk about nothing. Also, that bird is going wild, so you can probably hear it now. Jesus Christ. Anyway, 1-8 matchup from the West. Let's see if Luna starts barking. I've got the dog in the background. Let's see how all this goes. I don't think it'll go too well for me. So just in case they start going too wild, I will actually probably just stop and call it a day. Anyway, Utah versus Memphis. I don't think Memphis has enough to really slow down Utah and just beat them. You know, I'll take Utah in 5. I think Memphis gets a game. The Clippers versus Dallas. This is an interesting matchup, but I like this matchup a lot. The only problem is Dallas just doesn't have defense. They don't have anybody who can defend, so I'm going to take the Clippers in 6. Luna, get out of there. Sorry about that. Anyway, 3-6 matchup. Denver versus Portland. Hi, Lou. Anyway, I'm going to go, let's go with Denver. I know they don't have Jamal Murray, but their defense has been fine, and Portland defensively has been terrible. They're like, what, 28th, 27th in the league, somewhere around that range. Just god-awful. Oklahoma football, if you pay attention to college football whenever they get off into playoff time. I'm going to go Denver in 6. I think Portland steals a few. Actually, no. Portland in 5. Not Portland. Denver. We're going with Denver there. Denver in 5. And finally, the Phoenix Suns and the LA Lakers. I know the Lakers are favored in this series. I know I should always trust LeBron to win. I know I should. And I really, really want to go with the Suns. So with that being said, I'm going to make a prediction, and I hope I'm wrong about this. I hope I'm wrong because I don't want to see anybody get hurt. But I'm going to say either Anthony Davis or LeBron gets injured and they have to miss a game or two. And that's going to be just enough for Phoenix to escape by in a 7 games. So I'm going to go Phoenix, Denver, Clippers, and Utah out of the West. And out of the East, I'm going to go Philly, Hawks, Heat, and Brooklyn. So that's 6 minutes of your life that you'll never get back, and we'll see how wrong I am. Normally, LeBron is usually that's who I'm going with to win everything, but this time, no, actually, I can't do that. We're going to go we're going to go Lakers in 7. I want to go with Phoenix so bad. I really do, but we're going to go Lakers in 7, but I do have that injury prediction still. LeBron just carries if he's not the one that's injured. But with that being said, switch out the Lakers and the Suns. I've got the Lakers beating the Suns in 7. Just because LeBron doesn't lose in the first round. CP3 usually has problems in the playoffs. And even though Chris Paul is my MVP in my book, if I had a vote, but I don't. So I take that back. I've wasted more of your time. So, actually, there we go. Lakers, not Suns. Still going Denver, Clippers, Utah, Philadelphia, Hawks, Heat over the Bucks, but I'm very hesitant over that, and Brooklyn. But with that being said, thanks for listening to this Dumpster Fire. Until next time, see ya.